Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this 26th day of January. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning, happy Sunday morning to everybody up in Kennesaw.
All right, now.
This reminds me of Saturday mornings when I was a kid.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Remember you said that to me about a song that, you know, we played, I don't know, last week or something, or Monday. You said it reminds. This is what music does. Okay. Music and smells.
Music and smells.
Smells, right? How many times you smell something, it will trigger a memory.
And just take you back.
Relative.
There, right?
How many times? And you and I are in the same boat. I'm going to say this to you.
You're at your grandmama's house, and she's just fixing your favorite
well,
thing.
Well, that too.
You know, you smell something.
But if you are like me, which I believe you are, there have been times since the inevitable happened where you will be someplace and smell somebody who is wearing the same thing your mother had on. You never smelled something that made remind you of your mother? I've had that happen a couple times where I've been in places and a whiff of something that remind me of Second Baptist Church or her or just, you know, when you were a kid.
And, some food, yeah, some food.
No, I'm not about, yeah, but there's like a perfume too or whatever. She, you know, she was,
I was
Avon,
in
them old times, you know.
Man, I was in the store the other day and we were looking up candles.
Okay.
I'm saying, the lady was sitting there with her daughter looking at candles and he smells me. I said, a little different from back in the day because she and I were about the same age. I said, all I know is all of a sudden Old Spice is cool now. And my dad used to use that stuff and I thought it was horrible. You know,
you're right.
Now all of a sudden Old Spice is like got these cool commercials. And she said, you know, you're right. They got those commercials. But that stuff was awful back then.
You better watch it. We might be a sponsor. They might be helping out.
This is the new day of Old Spice.
Right.
But back in the day, and I was like, you know.
Man, I was so stupid. I used to use Brute as deodorant. Thinking I was trying. Yeah, you get the Brute thing. And, you know, man, I was like 16, 17.
JD's. High karate. Okay, yeah. Go to that really old stuff, man. There we go.
Hey, on this date.
On this day.
Did you know that the Bears became Da Bears. Today was the day they won the Super Bowl against New England.
Oh, I thought they were named something else.
Well, they were the Bears, but once they got they brought it past the finish. See, New England could have a cool, you know, name to them because they had the undefeated season, but they ran into Eli Manning in the Super Bowl, by the way, twice, and he shut down time. But he can talk about that at the Thanksgiving table more than Peyton any time. He says, I beat this dude in the Super Bowl. What you got? Anyway, that happened on this date. But do you remember who the MVP was of that Super Bowl win the Bears had against the Patriots? And that was kind of a sore spot for a lot of Chicagoans for a while because they thought it should have been somebody else. But if you
one of the sore spots was that, you know.
Sweetness.
Didn't get to score a touchdown.
Yep, he still feels a certain way about that.
Yep.
And the fridge did.
Yeah.
Richard Dent.
Oh, man.
Richard Dent was the MVP, and everybody thought McMahon should have got it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer.
I teed that up for you. Yeah.
From live and direct from Murphy High School out on the east side of Atlanta. Yeah.
He got it, and, yeah. And also, the first kicker was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The first pure place kicker went in. And think about my father's team. He played for my father's, which we've talked about.
Okay. I know that would be Stenerud.
That's right. Jan Stenerud.
Because you think about the kickers before were like guys who were like offensive linemen.
They did other things. Yeah. Donnie Anderson. I don't know why I remember that. Because, well, he played for the Packers. You see that with the Bears all the time.
He was also a running back, and he would punt. Mm-hmm. But, you know, guys like Lou Groza. You know, guys like, you know, Wayne Walker with the tie with the Lions was either a linebacker or a lineman. He's a lineman.
Did
the kicking. You know,
did the Falcons have one of them dudes?
Oh, man.
I'm sure somebody's screaming at the radio right now.
I mean, you had different. I mean, I think Lothridge may have kicked some when he was here. Of course, Lothridge, when we tail end of his career. I'm trying to think of a kicker that we got. We go back to Luckhurst, Mickemeyer, Mazzetti.
Nick Luckhurst? Is that his name?
Yeah,
wow.
Kickers that we had here in Atlanta.
Well, anyway, stuff that happened on this day. Birthdays go out. I wonder who the actor equivalent, Noel would be able to answer this, who the actor equivalent is to a guy who would have celebrated a birthday today, and that's Paul Newman, who's still making money for charities. Paul Newman, it would have been Paul Newman's birthday today. Lost him in 2008.
Saw him once in person.
Really?
Road Atlanta.
I believe it. Was he? Was that during Days of Thunder? Were they out there filming?
No, I thought
he was around when Cruz was here filming that.
No, this was back when there was an actual race out there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and he was still, I said, ain't he a little old for doing that? You know, but he was still, you know.
He was doing stuff, playing that hockey movie late.
Road race, but he actually competed. He competed.
Oh,
right.
You didn't see him in the stands hanging out watching.
No, he wasn't just acting. He was down there in the area with the cars.
That would never happen today.
He's actually the driver. Why would it not happen today?
Think about this for a second. Okay, this is Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Paul Newman that then was probably the equivalent of George Clooney now.
Okay.
So there are studios who are paying George Clooney big money just to be George Clooney. We just got through talking about this with the stuntman coming on.
Yeah.
They're not letting these folks do certain things. Maybe Tom Cruise has got some little something in his denim, but the point is that they're not going to let their major star get possibly hurt racing cars.
Well, that was the thing. That was his deal. He was with a racing team, so he actually drove racing.
Yeah, I remember that.
He actually competed, you know. So, and he was out there. I forget how old he was at the time, but he got out, took his helmet off, and I'm like, yes, Paul Newman said, he's still doing this. You know, but yeah, he was out there just competing, man. That was his thing.
Who would you say the movie equivalent of Paul Newman is today? That made them making ladies weak in the knees like he did.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a women's equivalent.
I mean a man who is that actor, like you just mentioned Clooney. I don't know if he's it, but who would that person
who
be?
Who's gotten to that stage?
You see him, you know he's making. You know, the ladies swoon, Michael B. Jordan, you talk about him,
talking about a younger guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan
Gosling, okay, that's what I'm talking about,
Okay, I thought you were talking about somebody that's, I'm just missing the whole thing.
That's okay, welcome to my world. I'm always missing stuff.
Just flying right over me there, sorry.
Angela Davis.
Okay.
She's still with us, 80 years old today.
Yeah.
Her birthday today, from
Birmingham.
Yeah, Gretzky's birthday today, Kirk Franklin's birthday today, would have been Gene Siskel's birthday.
Okay.
Siskel and Ebert. And a couple I'm going to save here for a minute because I'm going to do some stuff here. But anyway, what are we going to do about this Hawks team, man? We just got to sit back and wait for everybody to get healthy?
We got some baling wire, some chewing gum and
duct tape.
Duct tape, man, and try to get this team together and try to get them healthy because they're hitting a part of the schedule that's going to be pretty challenging. They got that makeup snow game coming up here. They got Houston coming
in. Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Houston's playing good basketball, and back end of the week they got to play Cleveland again. So, I mean, this thing that's going on with them comes at a very difficult time. They dropped one to Toronto last night at home. That's back-to-back losses to Toronto, and now like four in a row. 117-94, the final score last night. And, you know, we were wondering about Jalen Johnson, you know, where we're going to get him. And that's the thing. We've seen now that even though Trae Young is the guy we think will make the All-Star team, and rightfully so, Jalen Johnson is the guy that this team has to have. Uh-huh. They got to have this guy, you know, for what he does and what he contributes on a nightly basis, what he does defensively, what he does with rebounds and scoring. This team, in order to go places and achieve things, they really need this guy to be in the mix. Larry Nance tried to give him some time last night. You know, he scored 4 points. So he's been out with a hand injury. We got Okongwu, who's like been inserted into the starting lineup now, and Capella's kind of coming off the bench. So we're doing some things trying to shake up the lineup and get some success with this team. But, man, they are just struggling. Trae last night was 5 of 12, 1 of from the field, 1 of 4 from the free throw, from the three-point line. He ain't hit no threes for you. So, and just individually, by himself, Trae turned the ball over 11 times. So, I mean, when all these people are out, he's trying to make do more than
what he used to do.
Right, you know what
I
mean?
And he's supposed to curve that back a little bit this year, but every once in a while maybe just muscle memory kicks in.
Well, because the other people are not around. And so he feels like, I got to do something extra, I think, and it just, you know, forces him into some bad spots. So hopefully he gets some people back. Zach Richardson, he's got an abductor strain. Don't know when he's going to be back in the lineup and able to go. DeAndre Hunter not available last night. So, you know, you got to get some of your people, your normal people, happy. I mean, sure, they went up to Chicago and they brought some folks up from College Park.
Yeah,
and
would have been one. Yeah.
But you don't want to try that every night around the NBA, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to know you can go down, you can reach down to College Park and bring some guys up, plug them in, and they're going to give you good things. And then things move forward and you can get a win on the road at Chicago. But you don't want that to be your standard practice. You want to get your guys back healthy. And let's see if somebody can rejoin this lineup and, give them what they need, so they can go out and be the competitive team. I still believe when this team is healthy, Greg, that is one of the top five teams in the East. I do.
Oh, when they're healthy, absolutely. They've shown that this year.
Absolutely. But that's just the problem we're facing right now. It's that part of the season. Like you said, you're trying to get to the All-Star break and give the guys a few days off, right? So that's the thing. You know, they time off no game that they had to postpone the one they're getting ready to make up. They had about 3-4 days off, and I remember being out of Daniels was saying how much they appreciated that time. Man, we appreciated that time. We got a chance to, you know, recover a little bit. Some people who had been under the weather, had a little bug or something that's going through the locker room, they had to get a chance to recover on those things. They really needed it.
So that's why I want to ask you, now be honest with you, remove your heart and use your head here with this answer.
Uh-oh.
And that is, would you rather have Trey rest those few days if he's coming off the bench? If they're going to put him on the bench and there's, you know, between him and somebody else, would you feel like, you know what, I'd rather him just take the time off and rest up during that All-Star break as opposed to just being in that game?
He earned the right to be there.
He has, absolutely.
He earned the right to be there. So I think Hawks fans, you know, want to see him represent. I want to see him go out there and play in it. He certainly deserves it, the season that he's had.
Yeah, but we ain't had enough All-Stars to think like that, Greg. That's a luxury, I didn't ask. We ain't had that many All-Stars to think like that. That's a luxury.
She's not letting this kind of talk happen. I'm sorry. You're right.
Well, because that stuff compounds other things. Like,
I just asked. I didn't say I wanted it. I'm just asking.
No, I see what you're saying. Okay. Like, it makes more sense if he could, you know, take the little week off and whatever.
Yeah.
But for what is going to create narrative-wise down the line, you can't afford it.
We don't care about what people say.
But you do, because you make moves off of it. People get paid off of it. You do.
If it is something that's detrimental to having somebody possibly
become a Hawk. That's one of the things that hurts you. NBA down the line, and that mess up your money. It's too much stuff attached to these superlatives to be like, we can't do that. That's kind of stuff to make people want to get out of town. Give me a new contract. Give me a new house. You can't do that.
This ladies and
larger
gentlemen,
implications.
Is a perfect example. This is a perfect example of somebody a nerve. Because she didn't even come on with, good morning.
No.
We didn't even hear that.
No.
She came on and straight
good
me
morning,
out.
Good morning, though. Hey, good morning.
take this with you on the way out.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen, seriously, though, as we get out of this break, we did this in the first hour, mentioned it, and since this is our last hour, when you hit your knees or however you do it, and we're talking basketball here, say a little prayer. Think about where you were when you got the news. We mentioned where we were, but today was the day we lost Kobe and Gigi to the helicopter crash back in 2020. Mm-hmm. So we talked about this earlier when we talked about NBA Sam. I and Noel, you know, all discussed. This is one of those tragedies that you kind of remember where you were when you heard the news. And so for those of you who missed that earlier, I'm sure you remember where you were when you heard the news about this this tragedy. Coming up. We are here on a championship weekend, NFC game first, pregame at 2 o'clock, kick at 2:30. That'll feature the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. When it comes to Philly, there's only one. Well, there's two people we go to, but that's usually for basketball when it's Terrell. But just overall life in that city, we reach out to our friend Gil Tyree. Of course, it's also an excuse to hear some Lou Rawls.
Yeah.
That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's me and Sam and Greg, on this Sunday morning, 26th day of January. And we have both said publicly in the past, as we get ready to welcome our guests, that if we could sing, this would be the dude we'd want to sing like. He'd be one of the people.
Oh, yeah.
I think after that, you got a couple of yours, I got a couple of mine, but we both agree on some Lou Rawls. If I could sing like Lou Rawls, all y'all could. Anyway, good morning.
And that's on Philadelphia International Record Label.
Absolutely. Bringing it full circle.
How about that, folks?
So here's my question, which may not be as obvious as you may think, as we welcome. Oh, we're still working on it? Oh, okay. So we're still working on Gil. But here's my question. Do you think how he would answer this question? Is he, as a Philadelphia fan and a resident of Philadelphia, happier that the Eagles have made it to the championship game?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what could happen by the end of this game, but that they're there, or the news that has come down that Dan Snyder could not be more just uncomfortable, hates the fact that the Washington Commanders are having the success they're having, and he's just miserable about the whole thing.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's almost as good. even if I ain't from Philly, that he's feeling this way.
Yeah.
Because he brought all NFL fans. I mean, listen, if you're an NFL fan, I don't care if you're a Denver Broncos fan, what he was doing with that Washington team while he was owner, or the exit those couple years that he was fighting with everybody and they snatched the team from him, and he put everybody's business out there the way he did, and, you know, he became, I mean, as an owner.
You'd like to say became a so-and-so.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to take Jerry Jones from that top position as far as when you talk about owners.
Yep.
But Dan Snyder did. And just the way, like I said, the way he dismounted from his position. So apparently he's living in London most of the time.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Him and his family. Yeah, he's away from the noise here. You know,
but you know what? The people in the D.C. area couldn't be happier.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
The NFL fans across the board.
Yeah, but especially there, because there was just this bad aura, this dark cloud that was just hanging over the whole situation. And now they're talking about maybe building them a new stadium. They're talking a whole lot of things in Washington that's really upbeat.
You couldn't talk and you couldn't enjoy their past glories. You know, every team has those players. We're watching. We've been watching it this past season. Somebody got to Sheila Ford, the Lions owner,
yeah,
and said, enough of this nonsense. You make it right between Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. And this season we saw them regularly on the sideline.
Right, right.
Well, it started last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Dan Campbell who went up there and did that. We've seen the visibility of some players regularly that brought glory to that team. And you'd see them on the sidelines regularly, from the San Franciscos to the Dallas Cowboys, even the Bears and them guys. But you didn't see it with Washington. I like to see some John Riggins. You know, yeah, or would like to have seen him. Like to have seen some name the player.
Well, there recently was a Joe Gibbs sighting, I think.
Yeah, that's right, what I'm saying. Right, Joe right. wouldn't go back. He was at the last game.
Yeah.
So, are we still working on Gil? Okay. No, is that thumb up? We got him. We're still working on him. Okay, so we're. I told you about this dude. I'm gonna call him. Yeah. I'm gonna call him up but later on. Hang up.
We got everything posted on social.
Yeah.
Media, so he must be ready.
He's being
go
a diva,
us.
Right?
I don't know.
Who do you think he is, Anita Baker?
Yeah, we don't want to do that. but if we talk about this game today with Philly, a lot of people, you know, have questions about the quarterback, about Jalen Hurts, about his ability. Mm-hmm. If they were healthy, if he was healthy, they would really look forward to this battle between these two quarterbacks, because both are very intriguing. Both, when they're at their best, make amazing things happen and lift their teams up to different levels. And I think that's, you know, a big part of the story for this game. Especially when you talk about, you know, Daniels and what he's done, just stepping into a situation, a new coach, first year coach, not new to coaching at all, but that it all would come together and get to this point. It's like they've been playing with house money for a minute.
Well, we said that last year about Houston, didn't we?
Yep.
C.J. Stroud.
Yep.
And these two have changed the landscape. You a top rookie coming in, you better perform. Can't be Bryce Young, because everybody I think understands what Charlotte is as far as a team. So he doesn't have obviously the same things around him, and his learning curve has been obviously different.
Right.
We saw this with Bo Nix when he got into the league. It wasn't until this last year when he got with Sean Payton. We saw it with your boy up in Minnesota, Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Where he landed.
Well, he's been in the wrong place.
He's
been around for a while.
He's been around for a minute.
You're talking about first year guys coming in and where they land in the expectation for him as we get set for another round of rookie quarterbacks. I mean, and even the rookie quarterback here in our town who was held back because you had this veteran that was playing well to start
the season. But showed
us
something,
you know? Well,
once he got in.
Yeah,
so we're feeling good about the future here. Now, I don't know what kind of conversations Primetime is having with his son.
Yeah.
He can only tell him so much.
Well, he's at the Shrine Bowl and he's not working out.
No, he's not going to play.
He's just going to do interviews and talk to people and that type thing.
So was it Cam Ward down in Miami? They got that spotlight is a whole lot brighter for them coming in next year. And what you going to do? And it all depends on where you land.
It depends on where you land. It depends on what, and what's around you. You know, that's the thing. Is your coach, you know, someone stable? Is your how is your front office? Because the thing that Bryce Young hit up in Charlotte was like on all kind of different
yeah,
levels.
Yeah.
That was the worst train wreck he could have gone into.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a guy that's done nothing but win. Coming out of high school and college, all he's done is win. He's a tiny guy and whatnot.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
Well,
I thought he was going to get, you know.
He's no smaller than Kyler Murray. You know, he got his
bell rung, too.
Yeah,
Maybe not to that extent. But.
Yeah, but he's out there playing. He's solid. When he's healthy and in the lineup, he does good things for the Cardinals. So I'm just saying, you know, give this guy an opportunity. And he got that this year. He ended up, you know, watching from the sideline. And when they plugged him back in, you know, he's moving forward up in Charlotte. And we see, matter of fact, we saw him the last game of the season. We got a up close and personal look.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we're going to keep this train moving if we can't get to the Gil Tyree. But listen, as we talk about this game, also, whatever is going on with Jalen Hurts, you got to hope that he can be somewhat of himself, because otherwise, we're not going to see any bit of
we got
Saquon. Oh, is he ready?
Okay.
Go ahead. Give him one for you. You friends with him longer than me.
No, we're gonna bring him in.
Yeah, we've
been waiting for him all morning. He made us wait a little bit longer. But we got him. Gil Tyree, welcome in, man. Always great for the first time this year.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you and Greg, Sam. And congratulations on your awards and all of that. You continue to be the governor of Georgia.
Yeah, yes.
And Greg is the senator of Georgia.
We don't do that.
Okay, I'll take that position.
I don't know if people want to do that.
All right, now, Gil, we only got a few minutes here, so we got to keep them tight. Yeah, we got a bunch of questions for you. And we started off, I asked Sam a question here. I speculated on you as a Philadelphia fan going into this game. And I realize I know what the answer is, but it's fun to say that. Are you happier about you guys being in this conference game or knowing that Dan Snyder, as miserable as can be, that he's no longer part of this Washington team that's ascended to this level, and he's out of the country? He's living in London now for the most part, and right. Out of football.
Right. And that's a good thing. Let me take that question first, Greg. I am happy that Daniel Snyder is no longer involved. The Commanders scare me to no end. And what I'm concerned about is a lot about, you know, Jane Daniels and all of that. But here's the thing. I'm concerned about the others. Okay. And the others include Zacchaeus, include Zach Ertz, include a lot of people that are around the whole offense that make Jaden Daniels go. You know, we talk about Brian Robinson. We talk about Terry McLaurin. Those are the things I'm concerned about. Philadelphia, the Eagles got to step up their game today. This game is really, really, really one where I toss everything out. The Commanders are for real. You guys know both of these teams well. You beat us in week two. You lost in overtime to Washington, and that began the talk about Raheem Morris. So all of that being said, this is a game that scares me. And here's the other thing, too, Greg and Sam. Third time you play these people. They know you very well.
Right.
And the Commanders have something going very special down in D.C.,
yep,
and they're here. They're here in force in Philadelphia right now.
Fantastic. So, well, here's what I want to know. You know, we talk about Daniels, but we also know about this Philadelphia defense. We know because half of them played at University of Georgia. Talk about these guys and what they got to do today.
Absolutely, Sam, and you hit it right on the head, and that's where I was going. Jalen Carter has to play lights out, and he's capable of doing that. And Nolan Smith continues to evolve and become better. We're going to need all of that and then some. Unfortunately, we won't have N'Kobe Dean, but we do have, in so many ways, so many people in terms of Zach Bond. We have other people that will take up some of the slack that N'Kobe Dean's injury has put us in a position. A tough position and a tough, really, way to be able to fill the gap that he leaves, the big hole he leaves. They're going to need Jordan Davis to play so much better today, Sam and Greg.
Mm-hmm.
He can't just be a run stopper. He has to put pressure on the quarterback, and he has to be effective. His number has to be called today. Milton Williams has to play well. Ajomo has to play well. The rotation. Vic Fangio has to have a scheme that's going to find a way. You're not going to be able to stop Jaden Daniels, but you'll be able to slow him down because he is a problem. He was a problem here when we beat them 26-18 on that Thursday night game, which I really thought that the Commanders should have won. And then you know what happened a week before the Falcons played the Commanders. You know, we played the Commanders down there, and that game went right down to the last second.
All right.
So I expect more of that today. It's going to be a fight. And I'm going to tell you something, Sam and Greg. The Commanders and Eagles are going to be the focus of the NFCs moving forward for the next decade.
Wow.
We're going to need Jalen Hurts to be so much better today from a mobility standpoint. How's that left knee going? Can the offensive line give him the protection he needs? Because, you know, the last time they played, he suffered that concussion. Saquon Barkley is Saquon Barkley. But we're going to need other people, too, like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. I think a healthy Dallas Goedert will help today. It's going to be all hands.
Okay. Now, listen, Gil, you know, you got to us a little late here, and we're up against it, but we cannot not ask you about this second game. We already know what Mr. Crenshaw believes who's going to win this, and I think one of two things are going to happen from the winner of this game. We got a possibility of some history going for a three-peat, or we have what we've been waiting for as far as between these two top quarterbacks, a rivalry, and that don't happen until Josh Allen knocks Patrick Mahomes and his team out going to the Super Bowl. Who do you see coming out of the AFC?
I don't need to answer anything you said at all. I like Buffalo today.
All right.
I like Buffalo. I think it's Josh Allen's time, and I think it's going to be his mark. You hit the nail right on the head. We have a rivalry now, and it passed today to Josh Allen, and he's everything to that Buffalo Bills team. I just don't think I know history, 3 feet, and all of that. It sounds good. Sounds great, sounds sexy, and all of that, and we want to talk about that. But Buffalo is special this year. They have played special, and a lot of that is attributed to the way Josh Allen has played.
All right.
Fantastic.
We got to get him back here because, see, if we had you longer, not sooner than you think.
We got to talk Hawks and Sixers.
That's right.
We're going to see the Hawks in the play-in.
All right. Well, we're gonna bring you back for that. Hey, listen, we'll bring you back. Just trust the process.
Not the process.
Can I say this? Excellent under the acquisition for the Braves of Profar.
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, it was.
Love it. Yes, love it. Okay.
All right.
I got to go.
Get your menu, man. Enjoy the game and all of that. Gil Tyree. He needs to have a barbecue at his house. We can go on over there and hang out.
I know, that's right.
Oh, man. That's Gil. Listen, we're going to wrap things up, turn things over to John Franke, top of the hour. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio Game. You will forgive me. I almost came back and said, Van Halen eruption on the dark side. But no, it's from their first. And the quintessential guitar solo. Unapologetically put Eddie at the top. I never saw Hendrix play. There are those who will say Jeff Beck is the greatest rock guitarist. But this dude is number one for me. We come back. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Would have been Eddie's birthday today. So,
okay,
threw that out there. Lost them in 20, but that, of course, from the first album. You know, like I said, when you talk about guitar solos and from Van Halen, you start with that one. And so, anyway, wanted to throw that out there. But you know who else is celebrating a birthday?
Who else?
Today, Noelle, are we ready to go? With that, she's working on something. Let me know. Give me the thumbs up. Also, would have been celebrating a birthday today. Number 90. This gentleman.
I did not have a lot of ability as a kid. My dad wanted me to have everything that everybody else had. I think the first thing that he ever bought me was a football. And I was very young, and he didn't know a lot about it. He came from the old country. And we tried to pass it and throw it and kick it, and we couldn't do it, and it was very discouraging for him and for me. And we almost quit. And finally, we had a nice enough neighbor came over and put some air in it. And what a difference.
Rest in peace, Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
Would have been, that's from his Hall of Fame speech. But, you know, it's rare. I can't think of too many other professional athletes who made it, I don't mean just smile, but made us laugh.
Yeah.
And this dude was. And it was, I mean, going back to Johnny and them days, but, yeah, it would have been Bob's birthday today. So I had to throw a little Uecker on there. Also, I don't want to just stay with the old folks here. Cameron Bright. Y'all know who that is? I know Noel knows who that is. You watched the Twilight Saga and X-Man. He was on that. And Joseph Quinn is 31 years old from Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
People who know that show. So there you go. Folks, we lost on this day. This is crazy, too. Part of probably the one of the first Hall of Fame broadcasting teams. You got the Monday night guys, but when it came to college basketball, Enberg and who? Billy Packard and Al McGuire.
Okay, now
we lost both of those guys on this day.
Oh, really?
Al McGuire and Billy Packard both passed on January 26th.
Okay.
So throw that out there. Along with, and again, I wanted to make sure I spent some time in case you wanted, Sekou Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a friend, you know, your guy, yeah.
Well, he was a friend of the show. He would make me, you know, he call in.
Well, I know you brought him to me. I didn't know him that much about him.
Very much, though.
And didn't they name the studio?
The press room. Well, the press room now at State Farm Arena is named in his honor.
Lost him in 21, so I want to make sure we took that out there. Yeah. Also, today was Bear Bryant.
Okay.
Passed on this day. So, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We talked about a lot of stuff here today, but we're getting ready again for these two championship games. There's going to be football talk the rest, rest of this morning leading up to the games, and I want to make sure we got everything covered. And last conversations and last thoughts on, say, like the Aussie Open. And tennis moving forward.
Yeah, since that's done, in case you missed it, Jannik Sinner won this morning in three sets to win the men's championship. Shout out to Atlanta's resident Taylor Townsend. She is part of the women's doubles championship team, so she's going to bring some hardware back home that we're all done there down under. But you're talking about the football championship games. You got the AFC championship game, and we're not in the NFC game. We're not looking for any snow today.
No.
No, last week everybody played snowballs on Sunday, you know, but not this week. It will probably still be cold in Kansas City, probably still be pretty cold also in Philadelphia today. Like I said, you know, Philadelphia, you know, to me is going to be at home. Can they bring the pressure on Daniels? That's going to be the big thing defensively for them and offensively. If Saquon Barkley is able to run like I think he will, then Philadelphia should be able to get the win today. So that's what I'm expecting to happen with that game today in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, with Kansas City, I already told you last week, ain't nobody beating them, dude.
you just put it out there like that.
Yeah, Kansas City will win this game. It should be a good game. I think it'll be a good ball. I think both games should be good ball games. We're at this stage of the season where we shouldn't get any clunkers. We ought to get good football today. And we can't blame it on the weather. So I think we should get good games. But I'm looking for Kansas City and Philadelphia to move on to the big game.
So, you know, it's almost like a prop bet in Vegas. Who are they going to show sitting next to Taylor at this game?
Oh, I don't
know. There's always somebody different. Last one was Caitlin Clark, and that was a big conversation. So what's the over-under on some? I know it won't be that Blake Lively.
You know, I don't know who
her buddy.
There. Yep, right?
So who's it going to be there?
You have to call out Blake like that. You have
what?
To call out Blake like that.
I got a problem with her. Just like you got a problem with Alicia Keys, and I like Alicia Keys. All right? So don't start. We can like who we like, but I got a problem with her, not just because of this recent stuff. She's been...
Oh, yeah, I've heard things.
Yeah. I got a problem
Ms.
with her.
About Ms. Lively.
And I just keep... I ain't saying nothing. You brought it up. I was like, no, she ain't coming to my Christmas party. her and a hubby. I don't care how much money he made last year with his over-the-top movie. Dang. I still haven't seen that. Have you seen that?
I've seen enough Ryan Reynolds movies to last a lifetime. They are all the same.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
From
with
Van Wilder to now, they are all the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus she snatched him from who was he married to?
Well, I mean,
to?
We could say that about Alicia Keys too. So let's just take that off the table.
Right,
yeah, let's
just
take all that off the table.
Hey, y'all, we're right across the street where they got a bunch of their artwork or whatnot that's across the street, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, on display over the art center.
Who does?
Alicia Keys.
Oh, well, okay, see?
Yeah, Alicia and Swiss, they have some type of art collection they have on display. I want to say the High Museum.
All right, so we'll put our two combatants off to the side. Who are you going to see sitting next to Taylor today at the game? Who are they going to keep putting the camera on, which just annoys football fans across the country?
And the NFL loves it.
Well, okay, you can have the camera on or doing the game. What got me was I was watching highlights and the camera panned up there. Now, why I need to see her in the highlights? What highlight is that? She ain't scored nothing, kicked nothing. Why do I need to see the booth in the highlights? That's all I'm saying.
Because they got a camera focus on it the whole time. They got to use that camera shot.
Well,
they got to justify having a camera.
Say they paying for that shot.
Focused on a booth the whole game. I promise you, that camera's already
on. Oh, absolutely. I absolutely.
You know what I mean?
The other thing that's funny is that the NFL loves the fact that she is literally a red carpet when she enters the stadium.
Yeah,
and she's the designers, whatever she's wearing, that designer, I don't know who's made much money, the designers that of outfits that she's worn, or that dude who wrote that book that your boy was reading on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. That book went crazy.
Yeah, it did.
I don't know. I want to see Kansas City. I not because I got a problem with anything other than the fact I like watching history. I like the fact that it's a possibility. Josh Allen has had his chance to make this a rivalry between him and Patrick. Okay, he can wait till next year now. I want to see a three-peat.
I don't.
Because you know what'll happen? I think that everybody's complaint with this team will go away because
it won't. It's going to ramp up.
Travis is going to leave. I believe he'll shut it down after this year, which means that'll be the end of Taylor. And
Taylor is not the only reason people have an issue with these teams.
No, I understand that.
People
I'm just saying, but that's
people don't
want to
see another Patriots.
It'll be
I don't think
they're getting that far. I don't think they're going to get seven.
No, they are getting
some calls like Tom Brady used to get.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to make seven.
I wouldn't call them the Patriots.
Because I don't believe Andy Reid has got it in him to work the way Bill Belichick did during that run. Andy, you know, Andy's taking things at a certain pace, and he's fell into an all-time quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. But Belichick still worked crazy during that time when he had Belichick.
When he had
Tom Brady.
Football, spy cameras on.
Yeah,
the
all that stuff.
You know, Casey ain't got that stuff going on.
I don't mind, and I think if he wins it, the team will look a lot different going into next season.
Maybe with
Travis kind of dancing off into the sunset. Because how much longer is she gonna hang around if that's gonna be something serious?
I mean, who cares? But it's the refs I got to beef with. Like we curb some of these calls that maybe people wouldn't feel the way they feel about Kansas City.
It ain't the same Travis Kelce
and all of that about of it. It's the way that they're treating this team. They're trying to prop this team up like the next. Patriots. And that's what people don't like. Or at least me. I'm people. I don't like it.
Okay.
All right, people.
Hey, we even asked you about couple things happened this past week. How you feel about Pete Carroll landing in Vegas?
Eh. It's interesting. I didn't think he'd be gone from coaching long, so I wasn't surprised when I heard the name. I was only surprised because I hadn't thought about the name Pete Carroll in a while. But right. I'm ready for the Pete Carroll threes to be back on the sideline. This time they'll be white and silver.
Do you trust him coaching up a young quarterback in 2025? And putting together an offense that young quarterback will gel in. See, that's what I'm thinking.
Is he the question mark or the Raiders themselves? Because I don't trust the Raiders.
I don't trust the Raiders if they didn't have one of them owners who's got seven rings up there in the offices, who can tell people, who can walk up to power and say, and obviously he's got Mark Davis, you know, in his camp. So I think that's a different dynamic now that he's there. And he could be in the
room. We got to see it first, though, Greg.
Oh, well, you're right. So.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying, and it could be all those things, but the Raiders ain't showing me none of that, so I can't give them no benefit of the doubt. Mark got to show me. Mark and that bowl cut got to show me that we're going to do something different.
I told you that I know you can get the last word in here real quick here, but I know that you said what you said about Dan Campbell and the Lions the other day, which, by the way, Tracy sent a text in. Says, tell Noel, she said, what I think, 100%, I want to meet her. Today was the day that Michigan was admitted as the 26th state of the union, of the country.
Dang, yeah. And all those Great Lakes.
18, did you know that they have the biggest shoreline in the country? You can win some money off that.
I did not know that.
I didn't know it either. Everybody picks California. Michigan has the longest shoreline in America.
That's kind of crazy.
When you think about it that way.
Yeah. They got more shoreline than anybody else.
Because it's not straight.
Exactly. Yeah. It wraps around there and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. More than Florida, which is a peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other crazy thing. Reno is farther west than Los Angeles. Wrap that around your mind.
You think about it. It's true.
Reno, Nevada is farther west than Los Angeles, geographically. Those are two things that made, and I wasn't even high when I heard that.
See?
And I just, because it's one of those things you hear, you go, what? Nah, you look like Spicoli. Last words, Mr. Crenshaw?
In town today, if you're not watching the football, there's women's basketball, pretty good basketball game over at Georgia Tech. They got Carol Lawson's Duke team in town today. They're playing at 2 o'clock over at McCamish. Should be a good ball game with two nationally ranked teams.
You have a wonderful day, sir.
You do as well.
Noel, thank you for everything. Mr. Fricky is up next. We will see you all, I hadn't said this in a while, next Saturday. We got our Saturdays back. Saturday and Sunday, it's Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.